So, my first question is, what differences do you experience between growing your own food or medicine and buying it from a store?
Okay, so what are the differences?
Yeah, what differences do you experience in your body or in your community?
Okay. Well, the first thing is usually the taste. The taste is a lot better. Okay, when you grow your vegetables and fruits with lots of minerals and organic compost and things as such, they usually have a much better flavor. You can't beat the price, right? Okay, when you grow your own vegetables, you save a lot of money. So that's another big difference. And we've been able to keep our expenses lower by growing more of our own food. There are some advantages to perhaps buying some herbal medicines, okay? But for the most part, we feel pretty self-sufficient growing our own right here on our property. Sometimes I like to have a cup of tea, like linden flower or something like that. And so I don't have that, so it's nice to be able to purchase some different herbs.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, they're mostly positive differences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One also feels a reward of doing it yourself and sort of helping the planet. Okay, by growing your own food locally. So I think that would probably be the most important aspects of that question. Okay, next.
Yeah, so this is kind of my big question. Do you think that big agriculture or mass-produced food that has come through capitalism, do you think that it has changed the way we taste, or our taste, and how does that affect our health?
Well, obviously the industrial agriculture has its downfalls, right? They use a lot of chemicals, and oftentimes they grow the same thing in that field over and over again, so it loses nutrients. And many times you can taste that difference, okay? Carrots may taste rather bland, whereas if they're grown organically, they're much brighter in color, and they have a crisper, sweeter taste. And then, of course, when they process all those kind of grains and stuff, and you come out with white flour and things as such, which are very, how should I say it, they're not optimal food.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a product they sell you than being a whole food. And so, of course, there are secondary effects of that, okay? You lack certain minerals and vitamins that are not present in the food. Once again, it's loaded with preservatives and chemicals, many types of additives, so that it's not really a whole full of food anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm definitely all in favor of trying to find new solutions
mm-hmm.
to growing food for our population that we have. And it seems to me that we could at least try going back to small farmers in local areas producing healthier food.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to bring this awareness to the consumers. Most people like the industrialized food products.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't know anything about the detrimental qualities of that food because they only watch television that tells them that these foods are really tasty and good for you, etc. So all said and done, we need to do a lot of education, mm-hmm. all right, and try and promote this type of local food production. I hope we can do it, okay, because in the present system, we're sure going to run out of steam. The soils are beginning to fail, and the use of these, what do they call them, herbicides, okay, are sterilizing the soil. Mm-hmm. So we need to look for new solutions for feeding our large population.
Mm-hmm. That leads into my next question, which is, what do you think needs to happen to restore harmony with our food and medicine, and how will that affect our health?
Well, it all begins with each person, right? Where as you eat natural foods and avoid what we were talking about, these bioacidic foods or the enemies of our health, usually you feel a tremendous sense of well-being when you start eating good food.
Mm-hmm.
And that is usually part of what motivates you to keep going. It's this new feeling of vitality, perhaps a spiritual feeling that you're more in harmony with what's going on the planet and with nature. And so I think that's where we begin. And as each person becomes healthier, then they can become an active point in the universe to tell other people. So I see it a lot as being a grassroots movement,
mm-hmm.
You know, where communities begin to become proactive in this, community gardens or home gardens, changing the sort of face of suburbia,
mm-hmm.
okay, tearing out the lawn and putting in food production,
yeah.
okay. Getting rid of zoning laws that prevent people from gardening and things like this. This is also happening in many states. So hopefully we'll get an educational program going where we inspire people to change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The corporations, I don't think, are going to change.
Yeah.
You know, whoever is in their present establishment, they don't want to really change that much because they're earning so much money at this project that they have. And then, of course, I always like to mention that we should try and practice zero population, okay, where a couple only has two children,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then those two children replace mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
So our population automatically begins to level off.
Yeah.
Okay, and no one feels like they haven't had the right to have the experience as a mother and father, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would help us a lot to increase or decrease this pressure we have to feed this large population of, what, 7 billion people?
Yeah, something.
Okay, so it's staggering because every 10 years it doubles.
Yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. we have to attack this situation on all levels.
Yeah.
I think having two children is fine, right? It seems to take care of that need, and that way economies don't go crazy if there's like only young people or too many old people, I think it is, right?
Yeah.
You usually get too many old people.
And I just thought of one more kind of fun question.
Good. Uh-huh.
You lived in Costa Rica for how long now?
36 years.
36 years.
Uh-huh.
And your experience, what food or produce that is grown here stands out to you as being the most interesting or flavorful or unique mm-hmm. to Costa Rica?
Well, we do have this one tree. It's called the Brazilian grape tree.
Mm-hmm.
And since I used to live in the United States, I was very fond of grapes, okay? Well, here we found a substitute, mm-hmm. a tree that produces bushels of grape-like fruits. And so you'll have to come back in May and June when they produce this bumper harvest of delicious grape-like fruits,
uh-huh.
known as jabuticabo in Portuguese.
Okay?
So that's one that we sort of really cherish a lot and we're very fond of. But just about everything, you know, the bananas and the mangoes and the avocados when they come in season are truly a delight.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it seems that we are very fond of the jabuticabo.
Jabuticabo.